Welcome to the Fairy Tales of India, where we bring to you stories of kings and queens, of princes and fairies, and of crafty wizards and magical beasts. These are classic tales of adventure, magic, and drama from India, brought to you in a new avatar by Gatha Story. To learn more, visit MythsAndLegendsIndia.com. Story of Dhruv, the Pole Star. Children, do you know the story of Dhruv, which is the name given to the Pole Star, which we see in the sky every night? Well, he was a little prince boy who was insulted by his stepmom. After that, he went to a forest and did meditation to please Lord Vishnu. The Lord finally, with his devotion, gave him a boon that he would be a star in the sky. So, let's listen to this story today. Once, there lived a king called Uttanapada, who was the son of Lord Manu. King Uttanapada had two queens, Suniti and Suruchi. Queen Suniti was the older queen. She was good and humble. She had a little son called Dhruv. Queen Suruchi, the younger queen, was proud and arrogant. Suruchi too had a son who was called Uttama. One day, both these princes were playing together in the palace. Suddenly, Uttama ran towards his father and sat on his lap. Seeing this, Dhruv also ran towards his father and sat on his lap. The king was very happy seeing both the princes on his lap. But Suruchi was furious when she realized that Dhruv was also sitting in the king's lap. She cried, "You horrible little brat! How dare you come here?" Saying this, she pulled Dhruv out of the king's lap and threw him out of the palace. "Never, ever come back here," Suruchi said to Dhruv. "It is not you, but my son Uttama, who will be king one day. There is no place here for you or your mother." Dhruv went back to his mother and narrated the whole incident. He was very quiet and thoughtful all day long. Finally, he asked Suniti, "Ma, is there anyone more powerful than the king?" "Yes," said his mother. "Narayan is more powerful than the king. What is really of value is the grace of the Lord and not the grace of the king. The only seat which is permanent is in the lap of the Lord. Once you are there, then you will not miss anything." "Ma, where does the Lord live?" asked Dhruva. "Far away in the mountains," answered Suniti. So Dhruv decided, "I must find the Lord's love and achieve the position from which nobody can remove me." That night, when his mother was asleep, Dhruv left the house and began walking towards the mountains. He walked and he walked and he walked and thought only of Narayan. "Narayan is no other than the great Lord Vishnu." Finally, he came to the edge of the northern sky, where he met the sage Narada and asked him, "Where can I find Narayan?"
"Stay right where you are,"
answered Narada.
"Think only of Narayan and recite the mantra, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya,
and you will find him." So Dhruv stopped where he was, stood on one foot and meditated, thinking only of Narayan. Neither the terrible beast wandering in the forest nor the bad weather could stop him. His meditations released such tremendous energy that the very earth shook and disturbed the Saptarishis, or the seven sages, who were meditating nearby. They wondered,
"Who could be releasing such energy by the strength of his meditation? It certainly must be a great king or a god to have so much power."
They were amazed to find that it was only a little boy. The rishis surrounded him and prayed with him as he meditated. Indra, the king of the gods, became worried. He wondered,
"What does this little boy want from Narayan? Maybe it is my throne in the heaven that he will ask for."
So Indra tried to distract Dhruv from his meditation. He took on the form of Suniti, Dhruv's mother, and begged him to come back home. But Dhruv did not hear him. Indra sent all kinds of monsters and snakes and evil creatures to scare the boy and make him give up his meditation. But Dhruv stood still and calm, unaware of everything except Narayan. Ultimately, Vishnu was impressed with his meditation. He decided, "I must grant Dhruv what he wants. Such perseverance and steadiness of purpose must certainly be rewarded." So Narayan came down to the forest and stood before Dhruv.
"I am here, Dhruv," he said. "What is it that you want so much?"
But Dhruv only smiled when he saw Narayan. He said, Lord, please give me a seat so high that nobody can remove me from there." So Vishnu turned to Dhruv and blessed him with a boon. He said, "Dhruv, you would turn into a little star once your life ends on the earth. So, we identify the star closest to the northeast hemisphere as the pole star." He turned the seven rishis who had protected Dhruv as he prayed into stars as well and placed them protectively around the little Dhruv star. So, even today, when you look up into the sky, you will be able to see a little star shining high above. This little star never moves, for it is Dhruv who never moved from his meditation. We call this star the pole star. Children, in India, we still call it the Dhruvatara or the Dhruva star. The seven stars of the seven rishis can also be seen slowly moving around the pole star. These seven stars form the constellation known as Saptarishi in India and as the Great Bear in other parts of the world. So, children, the story of Dhruv does not end here. In fact, after he got the boon, Lord Vishnu told him to return back to his kingdom, and he did so. His father had grown old and decided to retire. He made Dhruv the king. He proved to be an ideal and famous king. One day, when his brother was killed by Yaksha, a supernatural being, Dhruv invaded the Yaksha troop and single-handedly defeated them. Their leader Kubera was very impressed with him and showered him with more boons. So, what does this show? His determination to perform his duties as a king in spite of realizing the boons from the Lord. So, how did you like today's story? Please leave your review on gathastory.com. Listen to amazing children's bedtime stories on gathastory.com. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to this awesome story from Fairy Tales of India. You can listen to many such stories in English, Hindi, and soon in many other languages. To learn more, visit mlftpodcast.in.
The story was narrated by Shirali Biju for Fairy Tales of India and has been produced by Gatha Story.